Kelim, Perakei, Mishnah Beis. Kira, we explained before that the difference in a tanur and a kira is for baking, kira is for cooking. Because of that, the kira has a little bit of a different shape. It's shorter. The shear of how tall the kira is going to be less. It's also wider, and it has room on top, two holes to stick in. A kira has room to stick in two pots. And there's a place on the bottom where they stoke the coals, the same way we said before. That's what a kira is. There's different types of cooking. We'll see Mitzvah Hashem by us in the Mishnah. A kira and a kupach. There's differences, legabe the two, in Hilchos Shabbos. Legabe how chomer the dinim of shehiyah v'chazara is. The Rav is going to explain by us that kira is mokum sfisa shtei kederois, to put in two kederois. And a kupach is shir sfisas kedera achas. It's hotter than a kira because it's more contained. You can theoretically use a kupach for baking because the heat is more intense. Not so a kira. So now, the same halacha, a lot of this is a repeat. There's one important detail from Mishnah Aleph that's missing over here in Mishnah Beis. Kira, tchilos ha-sholosh v'shiyoreh ha-sholosh. The tchilas ha-shir, what's the shir of a kira that's functional? Shalosh does not mean what we had in the first Mishnah, Tvachim. It means over here it's boys. So it's much shorter. Shioreo, the pieces that would still be considered a functioning kira, is also shalosh. The Mishnah says, when is it mekabel tuma? Mishetigome melachto. Before we continue on that, what is the Gemara Melacha? Let's point out one thing. If the Mishnah says over here, shalosh, L'chayri, there should be a difference between a kira chadosha and a kira yishona, according to Yehuda, of the Seif of Mishnah Aleph. So it's clear from the fact that the Mishnah skips it that there is no shitz of Yehuda. Reb Yehuda was only by a tanur, where a tanur, because the heat is stronger, more intense, so it could be that a lighter type of afir would be enough to make the gemar of a tanur, even though a tanur primarily is used for baking bread. Masha'en came by a kira, you wouldn't say that. That's what the Mepharshim explained. The Gemar Melacha of the kira, which cooks, is also the lightest possible cooking. What's the lightest possible cooking? This is a formula that we have also in Masechet Shabbos. Mishiyasi ken, until it's heated up enough, kedei levash lo'leo be'er kalo shebebeitzim. A light egg, Mepharshim said that means a beitz tanagel, so a chicken egg, our eggs. Trufa, it's scrambled, and as soon as ilfis, it's put on a frying pan. That's the lightest type of bishul. You ever speak to people who live in Arizona and you could scramble an egg when it's very hot over there on the pavement, you wouldn't be able to bake bread, but to scramble an egg, you can. It's much lighter. Hakupach, like we said, this is a smaller kupo. The heat is more intense. There's mokum to put on it one kedera. Asoy lafio, if you're making it lafio, like we said, it can be used lafio, shiure ketanu. Asoy lebishul, shiuroi, kekiru. Depends on what you're doing it for. Ho'even hayoitzim en atanur tefach. This is another halacha. Kanira, they would attach some type of stone that should be the handle of the tanur. It should be easy to transport the tanur from place to place. You'd undo the cement that holds it to the ground. And this even, even though an even is not from Kabbalah Tum, it's not a kli by itself, but it's a yad for the kli, is the way the Rishonim explained. It's the even is yoitzim in atanur tefach, it sticks out one tefach. Umin akir yosholosh etzbois, it sticks out three etzbois. Chibur, it's a chibur. Again, midin yad. Which means that if the tanur becomes tummy, the even becomes tummy with it. If something is touching the even, so then it will become tummy, because the yad latana transmits tummy as well. Now here, a word of Hezber is in order. The Mishnah says that the Yad is Mekabel Tuma. The Rab brings a pasuk, Tana v'kirayim yutotz, Tmeim heim u'tmeim yu lochem. Chazal darshin, that the word lochem means anything that services the Tana v'kirayim, anything that's l'chol tzorcheichem, means the handle of the kli, even if it's not the kli itself, is also Mekabel Tuma. However, only the part that's functional to serve the tanur. Chazal would kaveya that the shear of that is the evan that's sticking out of the tanner until a tefach, or an evan from a kira until three etzbois. Whatever is sticks out more than that, the chelek ha'oidif is not yad, it's not mekabel tumah, it doesn't become tumah, even though it's attached, it's one evan. Now there is a major machlokes in the din of yad of tanur. Major machlokes Yushen, this is in the sugi chum daf kuf yuches. A lot of the nyonim of yad that are nege all over say the tires are over there in the sugi. Perek over reiter bechlal has a harbe of the nyonim of tires that will be mitzayin many times. Over there, there's a machlokes. The yad sticks out. L'chayr it doesn't have a toich. So l'chayr for it to be mekabel tuma, it's not the toich of a kli ches, it's mekabel tuma. The yad can't be better than the kli. So the rishonim that hold, you look at the Rash and the Rambam over here, that say our halacha is talking about after the tanner is tomei because something fell in, to be moitzi, to be mitame something else, which the gav of the kli ches is mitame when the kli ches became tomei al yedei hachnos sheretz b'toichoi, and so on. The Maisi, the Ramban, and the Rashba argue, and they hold no. The Gzes HaKosu, the Kliches needs Toich, is only on the Etzem Kliches, not on the Yad. The Yad is better than the Gav. The Gav is not the Atzmius HaKli. The Yad is a Tzach Bifnei Atzmoy. The Yad is Mekabel Tumah because it doesn't need a Toich. The Chiddush, the Yad is a further transmission of the Kli, and the Kli is only Mitame B'Toich. No. The Yad has its own dynamic, and Yad is Mekabel Tumah, even though it's a Yad of a Kli Ches. Another Lashon the Ramban says is that we're talking about that the Yad of the Tanur is made of Evan. Evan or Eitz doesn't have a din of Toich. So the Yad of a Kli Ches will be Metame with its own dynamic of a different material. It's a Yad, and it's a Yad of a Kli Ches, but it's better than the Kli Ches because it's not Cheres. It's a Chiddush. L'chayre, if you want to say that it doesn't have, that it also has the a yad of cheres, would also have the din of toich. So the yad of a kliches that has toich should be mekabel tum without the toich. It's a chiddush. But that's the shita of the Ramban and the Rashba. Okay, let's see right over here in the Mishnah. Hayoytzim in akupach, asoy lafir, shir ketaner. The handle of a kupach, if it's made lafir, the shir ketaner, which is betefach. Asoy lebishul shiur bekir, which is shalosh etzbois. Amr Reb Yehuda leomru tefach, elo ben atanu v'lakoysel. The shiur tefach is to move the tanner away from a wall. You don't want to put the oven, which is very hot, up against the wall because fire could weaken the wall, it could catch on fire. So the distance between the two, that the shear is a, that's part of the kli, it services the kli to keep it away from the wall. The shear of that is bitefach. But the handle that's just there for transportation, that's as long as the handle is, that's how easy it'll be to move it. So the shiurim that we mentioned of a tefach and shalosh boys don't apply legabe that. The Rav, coming from the Rash and the Rosh, means that even more than that shear will be considered a handle because it makes it easier, like we just said. There is, however, a different pshat. You look at the Tveres Yisrael, there would be a way to say the fakert, that over there the shear is less. It's not mavur in the Mishnah. It's hard to read it in. Hayushnei tanurim smuchim zelozeh. There were two tanurim that were next to each other. And there's one evan that's the handle of both. Picture two, Caleb. And there's one handle that's nailed into both sides, and with that you can lift up both tanur. Noisin lazet tavach lazet tavach. In order to function with both of them, picking them up, you need a tavach on each side, vashator. And the rest of it, like we said, only the part that serves as the handle, which is a tefach, is a yad. More than that is not a yad. Mishnah Gimel. Ateres kiro, the cover. Ateres is like a crown, so this is a cover of the kira, which means that they had like an oven cover, picture a gas range with something that could close on top in order to contain the heat. Tahira, it's not a kli. The Rav says very clearly that it was attached, It's not a kli because it's not attached. It was attached, but we don't look at that as a chibur because kira doesn't need that much heat. The heat doesn't have to be so intense. It doesn't really need the cover. So maybe even if you make the cover, it's not really part of the kli. Tiras hatanur, a tira usually means like a chotzer. So you have this lashon in Chazal, like a chotzer liyad abayis. In this case, next to the tall tanur that we learned about in Mishnah Aleph, they put a little base. It was like a little counter to put the bread after it comes out of the oven. Bizman shi gavoy arba tvochim. So if it has that height, so it has a din like a tanur mitanu. It's the kabbalatuma b'maga ubaavir. What does the Mishnah mean? So l'chayre, the stuff of the Mishnah is that this tira, this little cubby thing next to the tanur, was made also of tanur. So it was made also of cheres. So mele it's mitame b'toicha b'maga ubaavir. L'chayre, the Mishnah didn't have to say that if it touched the walls of ubaavir, l'chayre it's tamei al tzavir, like every kli cheres. So why does the Mishnah say maga only lafuke is something else? We'll have to see about that. If it's not Govoya Arba Tvochim Tehoira, then we don't see it as functioning and then it doesn't have a shame Kli. And L'chera, what we're talking about is that it has no attachment, it's just next to it, it's Miyuchid to be used together with the Tanur, but it's not part of the Tanur, it's not a Chubra. Im Chubra Loi, if it's attached to the Tanur, Afilu Al Sholosh Avonim, even though it's not Mamish glued to the tanur, I mean some type of frame propped up on three rocks, and it surrounds the tanur, but it's not mamish connector, mamish part of the tanur. It's mechubet, it's attached to the tanur, but it's not really glued on. So then it's tmeo. We see it as part of the tanur. It's mekabel tumah. This is all the pshat of the Rav, and it comes from the Rosh. Lemaisa, the Rosh has a different pshat over here. Maybe it's a little bit more musber, is that the two dinim over here that I mentioned, ateres and tiras, are really the same din, and there's a chilik between a kira and a tanur. Ateres is a frame that holds in the heat, the cover. You don't really need it for a kira, like we said, because the heat of the kira is not so intense. So over there, tohira, it's not a chibur. Tiras hatanur, when it's part of the tanur, and the tanur needs it, because the heat of the tanur is more intense. So this is a framework around the tanur to protect the heat. So there, it is mekabel tumah, we consider it part of the tanur. That's the pshat of the Rash. Beis hapach, this is some type of clay kibul that you put in a pach of shemen. Beis hatavlin, you put in some type of salt shaker or one of the containers for any type of spice. Beis haner, you put in these little small kelim, they hold. And beis haner is something else you put in there. Sheba kira, it's on the kira. What they had was, I guess they had spice things that were on the side of the kira to spice as they were cooking. Makes sense. Mitamen b'mago, if it touches the inside, normally magas on every surface. Here we're talking about a kli cheres. So it has to be inside, it has to be toichei, but not the ear, not bavir. It's metame b'maga ve'enon metame b'avir. Now, klicheres that needs to be tummy from the inside is metame b'avir. This is the sheet of Reb Meir Reb Yishmol Matar. So what the Mefarshim explain over here is that these auxiliary holders are be'etzem a separate kli, and they're not considered attached. It's a din d'rabbonon. So as in many dinim d'rabbonon, in Tyrus we make a hecker in order that we shouldn't be surf and truma oleo. So here's another example. So what we do is we're metamed b'mago, and we're not metamed l'kulo, we're not metamed in gansen b'avir, in order to make that heker. This is what Reb Meir holds. Reb Yishmol holds that it's not metamed, they weren't guys. Now it's important to note that there is a din of kol ha'mechubal l'tomei tomei, when something is part of a kli, of two kelim, and they're attached. Since one is attached to the other one becomes tomei, the other one becomes tomei. Over there we see it as one kli, because the two of them function with the same asir, the same tzarech. So maybe we see them as one kli. That's a sugya in Shabbos Daf Mem Ches. There is lemaisa over there, a machlokes between Reb Shimon and Reb Meir, in one of the protim. Because of that, Some of the mefoshim over here are geiris, Reb Meir, Reb Shimon mitar. It's more common a machlekes Reb Meir and Reb Shimon than a machlekes Reb Meir and Reb Shmuel. There's also a Mishnah later on in Perek Zayin that also has two things attached, and it might be a similar thing. We have to see over there whether it's mamish the same machlekes. If it is, then also it would be mistaba over here that's Reb Meir and Reb Shimon. Now, like we just said, the din of mechubel tome tome, that is a din deraisa. We're defining over here the difference between maga and avir because it's only tome midirabon. That's because over here it's not that din because the pach, the holder, the hand, the kli that holds on to something else is not functioning as part of the tan of a kirayim. It's just mechubel, it's attached to it, so it's part of the same kli. So it's a din derabonon, and on that is a das hacholik. And even in that, it's not so poshut. There's a whole meduber. Now, the shverkeit over here is raised in the sugi and Shabbos Daf Mem Ches by a Tosfos Rid. Tosfos Rid asks on the way we just explained. He says, we had a Mishnah before in Perek Beis Mishnah Zayin, that when you have a tableau, you have a candy tray, and you have different compartments, they're mamish mechubah. They're not two things that are glued together. It's one candy tray. Different compartments we look at as different kelim. Unless the walls define it all as betoich. So it's clear that chibur doesn't make it into one kli. And over there it's mamish mechubah. What you're going to have to explain according to Rashi is that by the different compartments in a candy tray, the two of them are two separate things. One of them is full of licorice, one of them is full of cashews. Two separate kelim, even though they're attached. Attachment, like we just said before, is only avivite, you look at it as one thing. Over here, lemaisa, the spices are used together with the cooking, with the baking that's going on. That's the chibur. Tosfos himself argues on Rashi has different pshat. Tosfos has a vort mechudeshes. He says the nidin is not whether the holder, the base pach, becomes tomei if the tana becomes tomei. No, the tana and the base pach are two different things. The shaila is at the end of the day, this small kli that's attached to the tana is a mechubel lekarka. It's not metaltel. It might be its own thing, and it's not mekabel tuma from the tanner. But at the same time, it's still mechubel lekarka. You can't move it. Therefore, lav dafka it's mekabel any tuma whatsoever. The chiddush that a tanner is mekabel tuma, even though it's mechubel lekarka, is a chiddush in tanner, like we said, not in that which is not part of the tanner, and it has the chesaron of being mechubel lekarka. That's the machlokes over here. According to Reb Meir, as a derabbanan, we treat it as part of the tanner that's mekabel tumah like the tanner with a hecker. According to Reb Shmuel or Reb Shimon, we say that's not part of the kiro or the tanner at all, and therefore it's not mekabel tumah at all. That's the nidin over here. It's pesavart mechudish that something could be not part of the tanner, that if the tanner becomes tummy, it doesn't become tummy. It's not part of the tanner, but it's enough sugishtal to the Tana Legabi to define it as Mechubel Lekarka. Mishnah Dal. The Mishnah adds a few more details to the din of Gemar Melocha of a Tanu. Tanu Shehusak Me'acharev. We're talking about a new oven, and it was Husak, and it has to be heated up to a certain intensity to render it Gemar Melocha. It was heated up Me'acharev. Normally, they would put the coals or whatever it is inside, they would light it, and that would heat up the walls of the oven. Here, in order to strengthen the oven, to make a Gemar Melocha, they lit a fire outside of it. And because of that, the tanu got hot enough, and Memela, the walls strengthened. So it's a psazam min Gemar Melocha shaloi kedarkoi. Oy shehusak shaloi ledaitoi. It was heated up by somebody else, but not with the Gemar Das of the Bailam. Normally, the Bailam is the one who defines it, if it's to be a final product or not. Here, somebody else did it. It's still by the Beis Uman, it's still by the person who's making it, it's still in the showroom, it's still in the shop, and which means that there's still part of it which is not Nigmar, but it was heated up, even though it wasn't the final product, but it was heated up, that chelik you have. Shem Spigat, the Nakuda is that when you're heating it up before the Gemar Melocha, it's not being heated up to bake it now, to cook it now, because it still has to be finished. So it's not ready yet. Lamaisa, all these three cases, the Mishnah says, Tomei, they're all, the Hasoka does create a Gemar Melocha. Maisa shenoflo dleiko b'tanurei kvar signo. There was a fire in ovens in a place called Kvar Signo. Over there they had kanira, they had shops, factories for tanurim. And l'maisa, the fire didn't destroy the tanurim, adarab, it strengthened them. That was the Gemara Malacha. Ubo maisa liyavna, they brought the maisa to Chachmi Yavna. V'timon Ram Gamliel was metame. The way we just read the Mishnah is the Rav and all the Rishonim. The Rav brings V'yesh Tzvorim, he's coming from the Rash, Shagorsin Tohor, V'shibush, it's a mistake. Well, l'maisa, it's the Rash's Girsa, and it's very shver. First of all, for starters, when the Mishnah brings the Bo Maisa Liyavna, you'll have to say that the Bo Maisa Liyavna V'timon Ram Gamliel and the Chachom hold not that way. If you read the Mishnah Tohor, you'll read the Zdei Chalakas. Very often you find this type of Nidoin, when there's a Mishnah, a Stamma de Mishnah, and then there's a Maisa, does the Mishnah mean to bring a Dei Chalakas or a Dei Maskemes? That would be the Machlokes here. But more importantly, is the Shalom here, what's Taka going on? The Rash is done. What's the reason if there's Tohor for these three Halachas? So the Hesek Shaloi Kitzurosa Me'achoyrov, that you can understand. Usuk me'achayv is not the regular hasoker. Doesn't create a gemar malocha. Usuk bebeis uman, it's not a finished product. It's still a work in progress. So that's also not called a gemar malocha. Usuk shaloi ledaita is a shver maisa because loy motzinu that you need gemar malocha by klicheres. Let's say in pikivshon, you don't need that. It should be midas the balabais. There are places where a gemar of something has to be midas, exes, a kosuv, by oichel, that becomes tome only when it touches mashke. The exes, a kosuv is that it has to be yutan, that it has to be midas abal. That's a bazunder exes, a kosuv. Lemetzinu, the regular gemar melocha, has to be midas abailam. Vos epis over here, you'll have to say that this halocha is a halocha dafke in tanu, not in a regular klicheres. Vishnachreina points this out. Shows exactly what the hesbin that is. That's a tzorich yu. Calls a nichnas into what the Rav says that this gear says is very shver.